Butterbean Poker Memories of Good Times Past. I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Deep South Red Clay diary. I've had some good times during an incredibly long life in the Deep South. Now and then, one of those times pops up and makes me smile, makes me yearn to spend another happy Sunday afternoon with all those long ago, long gone friends and family from the past. Here's a page from the Red Clay Diary. Far ago and long away, I dreamed a dream one day. The time is far, far ago, but it is ever fresh in memory. It is Sunday afternoon in this village, when getting together with kinfolk and outlaws and in-laws is so much fun. Now, this may not be you young'un's idea of partying, but it was everything we knew to do in order to have a good time. Here are some snapshots. Dried butter beans under a tree in Uncle Pat and Aunt Elizabeth McGee's side yard. No, we don't eat the dried butter beans, except one time, and once is enough. What my uncles do with the butter beans is use them instead of chips to sit on the ground and play poker. The summertime buggy and humid heat is barely noticed because the games and the slow roast are the thing. Two games go on simultaneously. The poker game, in which all the winner gets is a bunch of dried beans, and the baseball game on the radio. You see, back in these times, recalled, nobody has portable radios, so the big game emanates from one of the old cars in the family. An uncle pulls his vehicle near the game and leaves the door open so we can all hear the big plays, the excited crowd, the crisp snap of wood against hide, the terse shouts of the umpire. The slow roast is right next to the game. Big hunks of barbecue turning over an open pit fire, smoking up the woods, and forcing all humans who care about eating to salivate involuntarily. This is division of labor stuff. The men are in charge of staying up all night, tending the fire, biding their time with poker and baseball, and trying their best to set sedentary examples of good behavior for dozens of run-amok kids. The women do everything else. Mind you, this is the post-economic depression era, when all men work hard at hard-time jobs, when Sundays with family are their only respite, when for a few hours they can pretend to be hotshot gamblers and master chefs and wizened tribal chiefs. Meanwhile, cousins and playmates are free to roam wild in Uncle Pat's nearby woods, chase after and be chased by spiders and snakes, attract red bugs and ticks, laugh out loud and wrestle, play their own baseball game in the nearby cornfield, and in general, let out all the energy that has been pent up during the week. The women organize food and wrangle kids and socialize and gossip and knit and darn and set tables and wash dishes and collect detritus that the men later dispose of. Both men and women share in the arduous task of making gallons of ice cream on the spot, emptying ice and salt into buckets, while older kids take turns cranking and cranking and cranking, their only motivation being the sweet taste of fresh peaches absorbed into the creamiest ice cream you can ever imagine. Everybody knows their responsibilities in these olden days. Nobody hides from helping out. Everyone comes to each other's rescue when a bruise appears. All accidents are tended to in gentle good humor. All conflicts mediated and peacefully settled. All passions channeled for the good of the one-day communion. At the end of the long day, each family sits wearily and happily in automobiles, waiting while relatives lean over open driver windows and say 45-minute lingering goodbyes to each other. Nobody wants to leave the scene. Everybody has to. And regardless of how tired and spent and scraped and bloated and bug-bit, we can't help but think about the next reunion when we'll do it all again. Yep. Far ago and long away, I dream a dream. A dream that still seems true when I look at the results of those strong and handsome adult relatives who set such powerful examples for us kids. The truth is in watching those kids today. Now, elderly kinfolk with their own kids and kids of kids. Each year, once more holding a reunion and passing down the generations a rich appreciation of tribe and family and genetics and mutual support. Right now, because of the pandemic, the reunions are on hold. I miss them all the more. When we finally do get to draw close and resume these happy events, there will be much hugging and cherishing and storytelling as we catch up and attempt to make good all fun times past.